Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, many Central New Yorkers don't realize what a melting pot this region has become, with people from all over the world making it their home. And these immigrants and refugees face many barriers to success besides language. For one, maintaining their health and addressing their medical needs are crucial. Here with us this morning to tell us about how Upstate's Global Health Clinic is meeting this need are Dr. Bradley Olson, Associate Professor of Pediatrics and the clinic's Pediatric Director, and Connie Vernitti, a fourth-year medical student at Upstate Medical University. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate your coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So, tell us about the clinic. First of all, what is it officially called?
It's the Global Health Clinic, and it's held at Upstate in the outpatient department.
You know, it's interesting. I'd like to help make this distinction between immigrants and refugees, because I sometimes get confused. In your mind, what's the distinction, Dr. Olson?
Yeah, that's a good question. The State Department designates refugees as populations that are leaving their home country because of persecution, either religious or violence. Immigrants are not.
In other words, they make the choice for economic benefit or gain or to meet other family members here, perhaps. But refugees are, in a sense, being forced out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you made a point, actually, before we began. That's interesting. Syracuse has become a hub for this kind of thing.
Yeah, many of your listeners may not realize this, but Onondaga County is a refugee relocation center. So annually, we take in approximately 1,000 refugees. Now, if you crunch the numbers, that winds up being more refugees coming to Onondaga County than come to many states in the country.
Wow.
So we see a large number of refugees.
Wow, that's quite significant. So is that particularly what your clinic is based on, or is that your goal, Connie? I mean, is that the whole point of the clinic?
Well, what the clinic does is kind of provide some medical care for these refugees when they're just starting out here in Syracuse.
So it's specifically for refugees.
Exactly. So we can kind of start introducing them to the health system here early and hopefully take care of some of the problems they might have when they're coming here.
Now, how did the clinic get set up?
A couple of years ago, I and Peter Cronkite, who's an internist at Upstate, realized that refugees who were coming to Onondaga County needed special services that they weren't getting. So he and I got together and decided to initiate an intake clinic where we could provide for refugees some of the essential therapeutics that they require shortly after arrival.
Like what?
Immunizations and presumptive treatment for parasitic infections.
So in other words, to give them their first kind of overhaul or overlook in terms of what their medical needs.
To get them ready so that primary care providers in the county can take care of their subsequent needs.
And how did you get involved in this, Connie?
Dr. Cronkite, asked if I would help the medical student end of this.
So you were a medical student. You're a fourth-year medical student, but this was earlier on in your career.
This was earlier. I believe this was 2010 when we started involving the medical students in this. And the students kind of help expedite the process at the clinic. We staff it. We help take care of the patients. We take their blood pressure, their other vital signs, get them ready for the doctors to see them and help kind of guide them through the process.
So who are your patients? Who comes to the clinic?
That's a good question. Half of the patients that we see come from Africa. A quarter of the patients come from the Middle East, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and a quarter come from Southeast Asia. Those are the Burmese refugees. So that makes up the population of refugees that we see in our clinic.
Roughly how many would you say you're taking care of at any given
time? So in 2010, I was just looking at the numbers, and we took in a little under 400 came through our intake program. We don't see all of the refugees. We try to see as many as we can. We'd like to ramp up the number that we could see, but that's how many we saw last year.
So what kinds of things? You say you have the intake, and then do you provide further primary care services as well? What are the kinds of services?
Yeah, so I actually run a pediatric global health clinic, and so many of the pediatric refugees who come through the intake program come to see me subsequently for their primary care needs. But I can't see all of them, so many of the pediatric and then the adult patients go on to see other providers in Onondaga County, in Syracuse.
So you'll probably then refer them out, is how
Correct.
That would work.
Yep.
And what you were saying, the medical students, and also are there medical residents involved in the clinic? Do they also participate? In what way, Connie?
There are, yes. The medical residents rotate through the clinic as part of their residency training, and they help do the intake physicals on the patients, collect their history, start filling out their kind of chart. And the medical students work with the residents. It's really good hands-on experience for medical students. You kind of get to get in there and see what it's like to take a history and a physical from a patient.
So besides the language barriers, well, first let me ask you that. How do you deal with language issues?
Connie, you want to address that?
Yeah.
So we rely pretty heavily on interpreter phones, which is great. It's basically like a hotline that connects you to pretty much any language that you need. And with the pretty diverse population we see, that's pretty key because there are a lot of pretty bizarre languages that we've encountered.
So how exactly does that work? In other words, you make a phone call to a particular number, and you speak in English, and mm-hmm. you get and then they will speak to the patient?
Exactly. We speak in English to the phone, which is on speakerphone, and then the interpreter on the other end of the phone translates that into the patient's native language, and then the patient talks back to the interpreter. So it's kind of a cumbersome process, but it's one of the only ways sometimes we can interact with these people.
But it sounds like it works.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Especially if you have all this variety of potential dialects and languages, and at any given time it could change. It would be hard to have all those people on staff.
Correct. Impossible, as a matter of fact.
Impossible, yeah. Exactly. Well, that's wonderful. So besides, in your experience, though, either one of you, besides the language as a barrier, what other kinds of barriers do you feel that these people face when they come here?
When you think of what a refugee has to accomplish after they arrive in the United States, it's a monumental task. They come to a new culture. They have to learn a language. They have to learn, many of them, how to live in a climate that they are completely unaccustomed to. A refugee from Africa who is introduced to an apartment in Syracuse in the middle of winter will look at the stove as though it's a heating device.
Mm.
Look at internal plumbing with real question
with
marks.
With awe.
Yes. And so many of the basics that we take for granted, they need to explain to them. Within 4-6 months, they're expected to be tax-paying citizens. It's an almost insurmountable task.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you look at their children after they've been in the country for a year, are fairly well acclimatized.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. But it sounds like this medical clinic and the regularity with which they can make contact must play some benefit, must offer some benefit in terms of some of those issues that
right.
you're talking about.
So another interesting question is the health care that they receive in their home country was not something that they ever sought unless they were sick.
Mm.
And so the concept of coming to a doctor when you're not sick for preventive measures is new to them, and that's one of the functions that we serve with our clinic.
Well, it's fantastic. It's an incredible service that you're offering, and it's news to me, and I think probably to a lot of our listeners, that we are kind of a center for refugees, and the fact that Upstate's meeting this need is quite significant. So I want to thank you both. And Connie, I want to also congratulate you, because I believe that you have been the recipient of the Gold Humanism Honor Society for your medical school.
Yes, thank you very much.
And that's certainly an honor, and you've been very, very instrumental in this whole clinic. So thank you both for coming in. My guests have been Dr. Bradley Olson, Associate Professor of Pediatrics and the clinic's Pediatric Director, the Global Health Clinic's Pediatric Director, and Connie Vernetti, a fourth-year medical student at Upstate Medical University. We'll return right after the news with more HealthLink on Air. You're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.